The Moral is written by Andrew Fiala, professor of philosophy at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
The birth of a set of octuplets in early 2009 reminds us of the moral complexity of our brave new world of medical technology. The use of fertility technologies in this case is only the tip of the iceberg of a rapidly advancing revolution in biotechnology. The biotechnology revolution demands careful moral reflection. We know how to control reproduction, how to overcome infertility, how to provide genetic screening, how to provide prenatal and postnatal nutrition, and how to vaccinate and immunize our children against a variety of diseases. We use surgeries, machinery, and drugs to combat heart disease, cancer, and other illnesses. Psychopharmaceuticals can solve psychological and cognitive problems, and other drugs can be used to increase strength and speed. But each advance comes with its own set of ethical problems. At the beginning of life, there are complex questions to be answered about abortion, the use of human embryos, and hyperfertility. At the end of life, there are equally complex questions about euthanasia, physician-assisted suicide, and elder care. In between, we may wonder whether drugs such as Ritalin are overprescribed and whether it is ethical to use other so-called smart drugs to enhance cognitive performance. Sports fans have long been concerned about the morality of steroids and other performance enhancements. And this whole discussion should be governed by questions of fairly distributing the risks and benefits of the biotechnology revolution. Some futurists, such as Ray Kurzweil and Nick Bostrom, hope for a post-human future in which technology will free us from natural limits. This will include the use of genetic screening to free parents from the genetic lottery, the use of chemical enhancements to increase physical and intellectual performance, and even the use of implants and nanotechnology to release us from the confines of our physical bodies. The radical futurist imagination pictures a world of genetic perfection and cyborg bodies. From this perspective, we should be as free as possible to experiment with our bodies and our DNA, so long as we don't impinge on the freedom of others to do likewise. At the other end of the spectrum, conservatives, such as Leon Cass and thinkers in many of the world's religious traditions, remind us that our lives only make sense within the context of our mortal bodies. According to Cass, a flourishing human life is not a life lived with an ageless body or an untroubled soul. According to this view, there is much to be learned from suffering, illness, dependency, and death. To dream that biotechnology can free us from the limits of our mortal bodies is to flirt with a nightmare scenario that devalues the aged and the disabled while also speeding us further away from nature and morality based upon human nature. The debate between post-humanists and bioconservatives is an important one that should concern us all. It asks us to consider our deepest beliefs about the importance of liberty, about the meaning of human nature, and about the significance of conception, birth, illness, old age, and death. Our scientists and doctors are developing amazing technologies. It is up to the rest of us to consider the moral implications of these developments. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.